my favorite singer-songwriters is here. You're going to like this guy if you have not heard him before. He's a really inventive, I can't think of the right word to describe him. You'll be able to do that yourself in just a minute. But what I like about David's songs is they're very authentic, natural, directly from the heart, and clear. There's just a great clarity. I think that's the word I would use to describe his songs. And it's a real pleasure to have him back here at SLB. Here's David Michael King.
You're at a party telling a joke. Every eye's on you. You're dressed up and down for a night on the town and those beat up tennis shoes. And then you get the punchline wrong and you spill your drink. That's when I realized I wouldn't change a thing. I wouldn't change the way you'd laugh when you're dancing on my feet. The way I feel when you hold my hand, the dimple on your cheek. Way Green Day on the radio always makes you sing. Your smile, your lips, and who that kiss, I wouldn't change a thing. I'd like to see you make heads turn when you fall into a room. The dresses that you wear, the flowers in your hair, and your I Love Mom tattoo. Or watch you play air guitar and somehow break a string. I can't say this any other way. I wouldn't change a thing. I wouldn't change the way you laugh when you're dancing on my feet. The way I feel when you hold my hand, the dimple on your cheek. Way Green Day on the radio always makes you sing. Your smile, your lips, and who that kiss, I wouldn't change a thing. Not your hair colored pink. Not your belly button ring. Not your touch, your eyes, your toes, your retro clothes. Ow! Wouldn't change the way you laugh when you're dancing on my feet. The way I feel when you hold my hand, the dimple on your cheek. Way Green Day on the radio always makes you sing. Your smile, your lips, and who that kiss, I wouldn't change a, I wouldn't change a, I wouldn't change a thing.
A beautiful song and a great one to open with. That's David Michael King here with us. Welcome back. It's nice.
Thank you.
Nice to have you here. Tell me, if you don't mind, about the object of that song. Is that...
Okay. Well, it started off as a song. I came up with this idea, the hook, like I wouldn't change a thing. So mm-hmm. I wrote this huge long list of things I wouldn't change about my wife. And I started plugging it in.
That's better than the other alternative, by the way, of things that you would change.
Much longer list.
Yes.
So anyway, I started plugging them in there or whatever. And then I'd come up with these ideas, these lines, these rhymes. You know, they didn't quite fit. And the truth is that real life doesn't always rhyme the way that you want it to.
Yeah.
And so it ended up just being this character that I created. You know, and it also kind of went off in this direction of her being a little clumsy, you know, kind of endearing, but it didn't matter what she did, I wouldn't change a thing. And, you know, that's sort of the direction that it took.
That's a really sweet song. You could almost hear, not that it's not great coming out of your lips, but you could almost hear, you know, a country singer doing that or a pop singer doing it.
Yeah.
The line, and I've heard the song before, but every time you hear it, you pick up different things. The playing air guitar and somehow breaking a string had me laughing out loud.
Uh-huh.
I mean, have you been doing much writing lately?
I have. I've been trying to focus a lot on my writing, actually, and enjoying it a lot. You know, I'm active with a lot of different songwriter groups in town, you know, to have a community and to get feedback from them. You know, I'm active with the Nashville Songwriters Group, the local chapter here, and some other groups as well, too. And the other thing I'm just trying to do, I'm doing some more co-writing with people, too, and I'm having a lot of fun with it. It's a great experience.
When you do co-writing, I guess I usually think of you as a lyricist, although you're writing music, too, but the lyrics to your songs have always amazed me. When you're doing collaborative writing, is it also involving lyrics, or is it more one person will do music, you'll do lyrics, or?
My experience, I mean, a collaboration could go any direction, but my experience so far has just been we've both worked on both.
Yeah, that's
worked on the music, worked on the lyrics. Whenever somebody has an idea, they just throw it out. It doesn't matter. There's no compartmentalization or anything.
That's probably changed a little bit. You know, growing up, you would hear about, you know, Lennon, McCartney with each one doing something, or musicals in particular. One person would do the lyrics, another person would do the music. But I think to some extent, a lot of folks have become a little more renaissance in nature, you know, being able to do both.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, you know, one of the great things associated with the age we live in is we can learn to do a lot of things and can work together to do that. That's got to be a lot of fun to have ideas to bounce off of somebody and to kind of engineer together how to create a great song.
It is, because you never know where that idea is going to come, or you never know where the changing of one word or one note is going to affect the whole character of the song, or take it from just a mediocre song to a really great song or whatever. And so that process of doing it together, really, you have that many more ideas to work from.
Yeah, and as long as you have the right person, which it goes without saying,
right? Absolutely.
That somebody that you can really, it's a pretty intimate relationship when you're collaborating with somebody that way.
Absolutely.
David Michael King is here with us, and I think I should have looked it up, David, but it's David Michael King Music.
My website is davidmichaelking.com.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Straight up there. And then I also have my music on Bandcamp as well. You can look up David Michael King there too.
And I'll put that link up on our Facebook page in just a moment. What would you like to do next?
Okay. The next song I'm going to do is a tune about I grew up in a small town in Illinois. And there was, like all small towns in that era, a movie theater downtown. And I loved going to the theater. And so this was about that experience. You couldn't miss the Avalon, go past the bank a few blocks down. Her flashing lights danced on the marquee, while other boys strapped on cleats raced their cars down Main Street. I'd step inside to find a world of dreams. From the safety of the 27th row, I long to see the magic when they turn the lights down low.
flew a bike up to the moon. I danced and sang a Broadway tune. Rescued the lost treasures of the Ark. I saved the world, then robbed a train. Fell in love with Lois Lane. I lived 100 lives in the dark. I'd hand a couple bucks to Ruth. She never smiled in that ticket booth. I swear she must have lived behind the glass. A meal of popcorn and candy bars, sneaking in when it's rated R. Holding hands in my first kiss. La da da. La da 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 da. I long since moved to St. Paul, and theaters move to shopping malls. The Avalon closed its doors. One day I was back in town. I saw that they would tear it down. I looked around, then slipped inside once more. And maybe it was all a dream. I guess I'll never know. But when I took my seat again in the 27th row, flew a bike up to the moon. I danced and sang a Broadway tune. Rescued the lost treasures of the Ark. I saved the world and robbed a train. Fell in love with Lois Lane. I lived 100 lives in the dark. Lived 100 lives in the dark.
David Michael King, what a great song that is. What was the town in Illinois?
It's Carlinville, Illinois, which is a town of about 5,500 people. And it's an hour south of Springfield, Illinois. So it's surrounded by cornfields. And there was a movie theater there in town. And as the song says, I spent a lot of time there and saw a lot of movies. And, you know, that was the late 70s, early 80s. So I had to get my E.T. reference in and Raiders of the Lost Ark and Superman in there as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I liked Lois Lane in there. And it sounds like you really liked growing up there, too, or that it was just a nice place.
I did.
Yeah.
I did. I enjoyed it very much. I mean, you know, now I live in Pittsburgh, which I love. I love being in a bigger city with more to do. But when I was growing up, I couldn't imagine being anywhere else.
What brought you here?
We came out here. My wife and I came out here to help out her family. And her father was ill at the time that we moved out here. And that was about 13 years ago. And then we just ended up staying here because there was, you know, lots of stuff to do. And she found work here. I got work at the Carnegie Library. And so I'm liking Pittsburgh an awful lot.
Yeah, I can't believe it's only been 13 years. It seems to be like you've been here forever. But gosh, 13 is in some ways, I'm sure to you it feels like you've been here forever, but in other ways, you probably still you may feel like, oh, I just got here.
Yeah, exactly.
Pittsburgh's kind of neat that way. You're listening. This is David Michael King. And we were talking, he and I, off the air. There aren't any specific gigs coming up, but the Calliope singer, songwriter, it's not. It's the Pittsburgh Singer Songwriters series, right? With the CD release is coming up.
Yeah. Actually, the first song that I did, I Wouldn't Change a Thing, is the song that I recorded for our upcoming compilation. So every year, the Pittsburgh Songwriters Circle meet. You know, we meet once a month, critique each other's songs, and then once a year, we all put together a compilation album. And this year, I think there's 33 songwriters that are on it. It's a two CD set. It's going to be released, the third Friday of November at Pittsburgh Center for the Arts is going to be our release party. And there's another thing being released at the same time, which is, this is our 10th anniversary of putting out this CD, this compilation. And so Calliope, which sponsors our organization, has put together a retrospective on it. They've taken one song from each of the 10 albums and put it onto a CD that's also going to be distributed that night as well. And as far as we can tell, there are no other songwriter groups like this in the country that for 10 years straight have been putting out this sort of compilations, you know, consistently. And we're pretty proud of it.
Yeah. And if you go to PittsburghSongwritersCircle.org, nice to have these easy URLs for websites, right? Yes. DavidMichaelKing.com, PittsburghSongwritersCircle.org. You can see what tracks are going to be on the CD, the compilation CD as well as the new one, and learn more about all the good work that John Hayes and his colleagues. John's been a real stalwart for the organization. And if you're so inclined, you can drop in here in the Pittsburgh area if you're in the neighborhood at the Bloomfield Bridge Tavern. I think it's a Tuesday. Is it the
It's the first Tuesday of the month. So this coming Tuesday is going to be our next meeting, 7 to 9, and then there's an open stage afterwards.
Yeah, so you can lurk, I'm sure, and you know, perhaps become a member of the group.
Sure.
They're a friendly bunch of folks, and maybe you can even join the open stage afterwards. What would you like to do next?
All right, this is a song that I just wrote this week.
Fresh.
It's fresh, absolutely.
It's too cold. Where did the sun go? No.
yes and no. I'll let you interpret it. Anyway, I got into my head the idea of, like, sometimes, you know, you sort of like to wallow in being sad and you don't want to feel happy. So this was a song about wanting to just wallow in your sadness. And it's called Beautiful Day. The sun is shining, there's a bright rainbow, Carpenter's song on the radio. I should have no reason to complain. The birds are singing, the sky is blue, people wave, how do you do? But I think they're all insane. 'Cause it's a beautiful day to feel real bad. It's a beautiful day to get all sad. A beautiful day to wallow in some grief. Go to the water, the plants with fire hoses. Take time to stop and kill the roses. Would you like to spend a beautiful day with me? A beautiful day with me. I won't rest until I see that everyone's as sad as me. Take away all those silly grins. I'm gonna shout out how the movie ends. Suck all the joy from my friends. And then I'll start again. 'Cause it's a beautiful day to feel real bad. It's a beautiful day to get all sad. Beautiful day to wallow in some grief.
Gonna water the plants with fire hoses. Take time to stop and kill the roses. Would you like to spend a beautiful day with me? Beautiful day with me. Sometimes people can be so kind. I start to feel a glow. I ask myself, could I be wrong? The answer comes back, of course not, no. Once upon a time, I could feel real joy, like a kid with a brand new Christmas toy. People ask what put me in this hell. I say my job, the flu, someone I loved, or maybe it was all of the above. But I will never tell. 'Cause it's a beautiful day to feel real bad. It's a beautiful day to get all sad. Beautiful day to wallow in some grief. Gonna water the plants with fire hoses. Take time to stop and kill the roses. Would you like to spend a beautiful day with me? Beautiful day with me. Beautiful day with me. Beautiful day with me.
David Michael King, I like that song. And that's a really, I like the sentiment of that song because I think I've mentioned this. I mentioned this earlier, is most people love summer. And I like summer. I like every season, but summer is my least favorite season. And I think partly it's because I actually prefer shorter periods of daylight than longer periods. And so many people are always joyful and so happy. And yeah, the sun's going to be out until 9:30 or 10. And for whatever, or, you know, still setting that late at night. And generally speaking, to me, it's like, gosh, I wish the sun would go down so I could be more contemplative and just yes. And so you do sometimes find yourself in the reverse, so to speak. I don't want that to sound as bad as it might sound. I mean, I like the sun, don't get me wrong. The sun's great. Right. But and then it sometimes is good to just you do need to wallow in it. And mm-hmm. some days are perfect for just sitting around in your socks and contemplating life. That's a good song.
Yeah, well, thank you.
It's great. David Michael King here along with us. I'm so glad we're able to get a lot of music in today, which was one of my hopes. David was here a little while back, and we weren't able to get nearly as many songs in, and to get one that's so new. That's I guess, are they ever done? Will you go back and change songs over time, or do they pretty much stay fixed once you finished them?
I'm not sure who said it, but a poet once said, a poem is done once I've abandoned it. And that's the way I feel about my songs too. I mean, so what I did, this song, Better Beautiful Day, what you just heard was the first draft. I wrote this song, and I'll start playing it out. I'll start getting feedback from it, and I'll start tweaking it. Usually it's the lyrics that I do the tweaking with. The music probably will stay pretty much the same. But, I'm always finding some room for improvement, and I do feel like in some ways, basically the song is done when it gets recorded, because then
right.
there's a record of it, yeah.
Yeah, and that... I know it can be so difficult. I was talking to another friend earlier this week. I like to work with deadline pressure a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the reasons is because I tend to be a perfectionist in writing particularly. And it's once you get that deadline and you know you have to be done by a certain time. But that's a very nice, to me, it's almost like a relief. Oh, okay. Well, I don't have to worry about checking everything hundreds of times because I don't have time to do that.
That's
so
right.
it like suddenly, and you know, if you're doing a recording, I can only imagine, you know, you almost have to announce the release date before you go into the studio so you can be certain that you actually accomplish what it is. Otherwise, it's not going to get done, right?
No, absolutely. And I feel the same way. Like the first song I did, I wouldn't change a thing. You know, the night before and the morning of, I was still tweaking the lyrics. And then I went into the studio and I recorded it. And I'm really happy with the version that turned out. But I needed that deadline of a recording session to say, we're gonna put this one to bed.
Have you like started to really understand that about yourself? That I've started to realize, this thing's due Monday, and I know that, you know, despite the fact that it's 2 weeks from now, I'm not really going to be able to do much with this. I'll think about it, but I'm not going to be able to really start working on it until maybe the day before, you know.
It's, you know, I think what it is that I'm willing to work on it, but there's something about really pushing yourself to do better that I think the deadlines are really helpful with.
Yeah, it's really interesting because I think we've always talked about, you know, pacing yourself and pacing your work. And I've learned as I've gotten older, I mean, the way, you know, I'll think about it and it'll be there kind of in my subconscious working its way around. But as you just said, it's when you finally see, you know, you're close to the deadline and you realize what you have to do. And especially with writing. I read something about August Wilson. I don't know if you knew this about him. Actually, I saw a preview of a new PBS film on him. A lot of his plays, he would write by writing bits of dialogue onto a sheet of paper, and then he'd put them away in a box or something.
Yeah.
And he'd write these bits of dialogue, sometimes based on direct observations or just fabricating characters in an authentic way. And then when it came time to write the play, he would pull out these bits of dialogue and almost quilt the play together by, I mean, he certainly, I'm sure, had an arc, but he would use these notes that he made to kind of engineer the play around what he happened to harvest. And it was fascinating. And I don't know if that happens. Is your writing process, it sounds like you typically have a subject that you want to write about, and then you take off from that, or?
That is mostly true, yeah, because you know, the lyrics are very important to me, so I'm often thinking about what's the story, what's the point of the song. So I frequently start there. But, you know, like with anything, it's good to approach things in many different ways. So, for example, the song you just heard, for the Beautiful Day song, I was just sort of playing around on the guitar, came up with that vamp, that chord progression or whatever. And then I started singing nonsense words, right, to see, okay, what song, what idea would fit into this? You know, and I came up with this line, it's a beautiful day and I kicked the dog. And I thought, you know, that could work. Like, you know, it's sunny outside and someone's in a bad mood. What can I do with that?
Yeah.
And then that was the idea that started the song. So they can come from anywhere.
It's a great I like that. It's hard for me. It's going to sound like I'm making it up, but you're an excellent writer. It's great to just listen to the lyrics of what you're doing, and a good singer and a player too, but I just always appreciate the lyrics so much. This is David Michael King. You can go to davidmichaelking.com. to learn more about his music. You can also go to PittsburghSongwritersCircle.org or just Google Pittsburgh Songwriters Circle. It'll take you there too, but you won't have to type it as cleanly these days. I like how, you know, you don't have to be a good writer in that respect or a good typist. You could just type it in and it'll find it. We got time, gosh, for at least three or four more songs. What would you like to do next?
Okay, this next song is my boys are 18 now, so they're moving on to the next stage in their life. So this is a song I wrote about kind of transitions. His books and guitar are packed in the car. The sun is starting to rise. I tell him be safe and get good grades and shake his hand goodbye. Memories of the first time I held him flash through my mind. And it takes all my strength to keep these feelings inside. I'll cry tomorrow, soft as the rain. Embrace the sorrow, drown in the pain. Release me. I can't believe he's grown. I'll cry tomorrow alone. Home runs and school plays, painting in new ways. He always made me proud. Sure that he knows it, my face must have shown it, though the words weren't spoken out loud. There's so much I'd like to say to this young man before me, but I keep it locked up inside like my father before me. Soft as the rain. Embrace the sorrow, drown in the pain. Tears release me. I can't believe he's grown. Taught him fish and leaders, not gear shifts and Jesus. I did the best I could do. Then when he hugs me and says that he loves me, I know he learned something new. Oh, I'll cry tomorrow, soft as the
David Michael King, has your son heard that song?
He has not heard that song yet.
It's I'm trying to put myself in his shoes. If I were to hear that song coming from my dad, that's a heck of a Valentine.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful song. David performed yesterday at the delightfully named Cup and Chaucer, which I've never been to, but the Hillman Library, I gather, has a little coffee house within it. on the University of Pittsburgh's campus.
That's right. Yeah.
And that's a good thing. I forget which Carnegie branch you are at.
Well, I'm on Main Library in Oakland.
Okay.
I work in the music, film, and audio department.
Ah, you should visit there sometime. It's been a long time since I've been there. Second floor still?
Yeah,
so
that's right.
You go up on the second floor and sheet music, my goodness, more sheet music than you can shake a stick at and lots of other resources. The library is – I was at the East Liberty branch this week, and in fact – If you don't, I have to mention, I don't have to, but I promised I would mention that at 2 o'clock, Ricky will be with me too at the Federal Street branch for a Life After High School resource fair for teens. And that's at 2 today at the Federal Street branch. Uh-huh. And just so many great things happening in our libraries. They're growing again, which is incredible. You know, great things. And it must be fun for you to be immersed in all that music, too.
Oh, it is. It's a lot of fun, and we've got a great department. We're actually celebrating our 75th anniversary. The music department's
Wow.
been around since 1938, and, you know, we've really grown in that time, and it's been wonderful. And we actually just started our own music series recently. So
That's great.
Tomorrow at 3:30, it's called Sound Upstairs, and the reason it's called that is because we're on the second floor, and most of our music programming up until now has been on the first floor. So we were saying, come on up the stairs. And so it's going to be some like classical and Latin music. Carlos Pena and some other performers are going to be playing at 3:30 tomorrow there at the library.
That's great. When you came to the library, was Kathy Logan still on staff there?
That's right. She was the department head when I got there.
Yeah, and I think she's retired, I think.
Yeah, she retired a couple of years
yeah.
ago. Julie Hanafy's our department head
yeah.
now.
Kathy, I can't tell you how helpful in the pre-internet era. I mean, the library is still helpful, but years and years and years and years ago, I would be looking for certain songs or I would need help with things, and Kathy, just a head full of knowledge and researchability.
So. Yes.
She was there for a long time. DavidMichaelKing.com is where to go to learn more about David, and I want to be sure we get two more songs in. We're going to be able to do that. What would you like to do next?
All right. The next song relates to another songwriter group that I'm part of, which is the Musical Theater Artists of Pittsburgh. And because I have an interest in also writing for musical theater, and this group has been really supportive, very nurturing.
I've never heard of this group.
Yeah, it's I don't think they've been around for a long time, but they meet monthly. You know, it's a similar format to most songwriter groups. You come in, you bring your material. So it's you know, it's composers, librettists, lyricists, anyone involved with writing for musical theater. They bring in their stuff. They get feedback. And they've decided this year in March 2nd, they're going to have their first showcase in which they requested submissions. And they actually encouraged people to submit things that had some sort of Pittsburgh theme to them. So I thought, well, you know, I haven't really written musical theater yet. Let me try this. So I came up with a song idea. They haven't announced who's going to be in the showcase yet, but this is the song that I submitted. And what it is... Pittsburgh is where the first Nickelodeon opened. Nickelodeon, you know, was those theaters in the early 1900s where they used to just, movies were shown between vaudeville acts, and then the Nickelodeon, they would just show a movie. And it might be like 15 minutes long or whatever, and it cost a nickel, of course. So the first Nickelodeon was started by Howard Davis on Smithfield Street in June of 1905. And so I decided to write a song imagining if his young employee came in and said, Mr. Davis, I got this great idea. Why don't we start a theater that only shows movies? And, of course, he thinks it's a crazy idea. And then in the course of the song, the young man convinces him that we really should, you know, open a Nickelodeon. So that's what this song is. And it's called Can You Picture It? Young store clerk wants to have some fun. She's had a bad day, can you picture it? A man from the mills, his shift is done. He needs an escape, can you picture it? You can take them around the world. No need to wonder how. There's magic on the screen, can you picture it now? Children laugh at the matinee, shout at the screen, can you picture it? So much fun, can't stay away. They tell all their friends, can you picture it? They'll be back again and again, even if mom won't allow. And they'll spread the word, can you picture it now? Can you picture a trip to the moon? The latest dance, a train gets robbed. Action romance, a runaway horse leaps over a fence. And all of this for just 5 cents. No actors to pay, that's your answer. The rest is yours, can you picture it? You won't need another tap dancer or juggling act, can you picture it? People lined up round the block will fit them in somehow. Step right up, I can picture it now. I can picture the story of Jack and a tall beanstalk, a lonely tramp with a funny walk, a pirate forced to walk the plank, and I laugh all the way to the bank. You'll be the first, a modern sensation, front page news, I can picture it. Hear them clap, a standing ovation, toast of the town, I can picture it. History books will praise your name, it's time to take a bow. This is your debut, I can picture it. A place where dreams come true, can you picture it? It all because of you, I can picture it now.
David Michael King. And as you're singing that song, I'm picturing an actor on the stage kind of making his case to the boss. And honestly, there is a real musical feeling. A Broadway musical feeling to that song. And I don't exactly know how you do that. It's different. I mean, that song... I think if you had played that song without telling me about it, I would have detected something different about it. It's like, huh, that song has a particular, you know, drama to it, or, you know, the structure of that song sounds very dramatic. It's really fun, you know. And yes. The chorus is all going to come, and they're going to be saying, we can picture it, you know, or something. Right. Maybe not. It's going to depend on the play. But
That's right.
I hope when that becomes near in March that we can do something to help preview that evening, because those have got to be great songs. And it's neat to think that people locally are – writing music for the stage. I didn't know that was happening. That's a great.
It is happening. Yeah, and the showcase is going to be at the CLO Cabaret downtown.
Terrific.
You know, on March 2nd, and it's very exciting. There is a lot going on in terms of musical theater right now.
We have one more from David Michael King. I wanted to mention Roy Bookbinder is going to be here in studio on the 25th, and I'm just tickled that we can have the acoustic blues great Roy Bookbinder, who I've been a fan of for years.
Yes.
He'll be in studio here. And then on the 18th, Marty Zundel is here. I don't know Marty's music very well. I don't know if you know Marty.
I do, because he we run in the same sort of songwriter circles as well. His music is terrific. He's got a I heard a CD of his, and I don't know if it's been kind of finalized and released yet, but it's really good music, so I think you're going
to
enjoy it.
Yeah, I'll bet he may be here close to a CD release. We try to do – we try to give a little love that way what we can.
Good.
I'm going to – David's going to close us out here. Thank you for being with us today, Mayor John Fetterman. It was a pleasure to have you here on behalf of Giselle and everything happening at the Free Store. Also, a great singer, Christina Strano, 18 years old, of 84 PA, Chad Townsend and Mel and Christine from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh, and Dan from Carnegie Science Center. We're happy to have you here with us today, too. What do you want to close up with?
I'd actually like to end with a song which you've heard many times before, Raise the Roof.
Oh, I love that song.
So,
I thought you were going to say Little Potato for a minute. But.
Raise the Roof, song that I wrote for the Sleep In for the Homeless, organized by Community Human Services. And, you know, it was an event where people would sleep on the city-county steps or other places overnight as a fundraiser. And so I got to write this song and be a part of that, which was really great. And so I'll go ahead and finish with that.
Great. David Michael King, thank you for being here.
Marta is a single mom with three kids of her own, working hard to pay the bills, provide a decent home. Health insurance rises, can't afford her share, hoping to get by with luck and a little prayer. When her youngest one got sick, the debts kept climbing high. Now they're living in a car, her children ask her why. It's time we raise the roof, roof above their heads. Raise the roof for Marta and her kids. Safe housing, now's the time, we leave no child behind. We keep our promise to our kids. Let's shout out loud, stand up tall, from the streets to City Hall. Raise the roof. Raise the roof. Leon is a veteran, served his country well, full of hope when he came home, working in the mills. Soon the mills were shutting down, couldn't make ends meet. Boxes on an old park bench is where he falls asleep. Now his mind does funny things you wouldn't recognize. The man who came home with hope in his eyes. It's time we raise the roof, a roof above their heads. Raise the roof for Leon and his friends. In a land with millionaires, no one should sleep on the stairs. That's the real crime. Let's shout out loud, stand up tall, from the streets to City Hall. Raise the roof. Let's shout out loud, stand up tall, from the streets to City Hall. Raise the roof for our kids, let's raise the roof for our neighborhoods, let's raise the roof for our families, let's raise the roof.
David Michael King, thank you. The song you played before, I missed a message Ricky sent me, the Nickelodeon song, independently, Ricky wrote, this sounds like it could be a theme to a TV show. It's perfect.
Yes.
I missed that. Thanks. And go to davidmichaelking.com to learn more about David's music. Thank you again for being with us.